So thank you, Amitana Rabu, for giving me the opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto. So the second canto is titled The Cosmic Manifestation, the whole second canto title. And the chapter, the first chapter is titled The First Step in God Realization.
ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షుర్మిళితం తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ బుద్ధేశమితే భక్తి వికాసం. విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ బుద్ధేశమితే భక్తి వేదాంత సంగ్రామ నమస్తే సారస్వతీ గౌరవాన్ని విశేష శూన్యవాది కాష్టాభిగా శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ. సో దిస్ ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ద ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్ ఇన్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ అండ్ ద ఫస్ట్ 15 వర్సెస్ ఈస్ ద వన్ యు నో I'm going to speak about today. The first 15 verses, given the time constraint that we have only 40 minutes and I have to speak on those 15 verses. So as Radha Krishna Babu advised, I just picked on the summary theme and also, you know, the individual verses where whatever is important. Prabhupada also given so many big purports, but whatever I could feel, you know, important points, that's what I actually captured. I might have missed some of them. So please forgive me if I missed anything. So let's get into the presentation now. So the whole section is actually divided into, you know, different themes. The first verse starts offering obeisances. So this is where actually Parishad Maharaj actually got cursed, and he is on the bank of the, you know, river Ganges or Yamuna, and so, you know, he was actually asking questions to the Brahmanas and they were confused what to do, and then right there, you know, Parishad Sukadeva Maharaj comes. And then immediately, Parishad Maharaj bows down to Sukadeva Maharaj and asks, you know, a couple of questions. That what is the duty of... He asks two questions. First question is, please tell what is the path of perfection for all the people. And especially for the person who is about to die. And second question he asks is, what one should hear, what one should chant, what one should remember, and who one should worship. And what one should not do. This is the second question. So he asks these two questions, and then he says, by the will of Krishna, because I am, he says himself, I am actually the grandson of Pandavas, and because Krishna is dear to my grandfathers, by Krishna's will, Krishna actually sent you here. Otherwise, there is no reason for you to be here. Now that I have, you know, received you, now please answer these two questions like that. So then, immediately the second canto starts. Sukadev Goswami actually about to speak. So it starts with Sukadev Maharaj when he speaks. The first dot, 1.1.1 starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Even second canto starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, actually starting with the invocation. So the next verse, the first verse is actually immediately when Sukadev Goswami speaks, first thing he glorifies Parishad Maharaj, praises his questioning, because his question is related to Krishna. And then second, third, fourth verses, he talks about the people who are non-devotees or karmis or materialistic people, what are their activities, so why they are not questioning, this kind of questioning like that. And then fifth verse, he gives answers to the second question, that is actually, you know, what one should hear, what one should chant, what one should remember, and who one should worship. That is the second question he answers. And then verse number 6, he answers the first question, that is the duty of a dying man. And then 7 to 9 verses, Sukadev Goswami explains, you know, what is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam and how he received Srimad Bhagavatam. How he received Srimad Bhagavatam. Then 10th verse, he actually explains what are the qualifications to receive Srimad Bhagavatam, and you know, also, Sukadeva Goswami gives benediction. Before even he begins, you know, reciting, he gives benediction to the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam or hearers. And then he, 11th verse, he talks about glorification of the chanting. And then verses 12 to 15 is the final instruction for Sukadeva Goswami, because especially he was asking that I only have 7 days to live, you know, what should I do, like that. So this is how the whole section is actually divided, and the whole chapter is about the importance of, you know, chanting the holy names. That's how the whole chapter is, and then the rest of the chapter also deals with how to meditate on the universal form of the Lord for a neophyte devotee. So that's the rest of the chapter. So this is the first 15 verses. So this is where first, second canto, you know, Sukadeva Goswami starts speaking. So for in the interest of time, I'll only read the Sanskrit. If you want, you can join with me. You know, we don't want to repeat.
Yes.
Time. So Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. O my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So purport, Prabhupada actually says, Vasudevaya means, you know, son of Vasudev, Krishna. So why, you know, Sukadeva Goswami is first invocating large names. So by chanting the name of Krishna, one can achieve all good of charity, austerities and penances. So if you know, in the 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one should not give up these activities, right? But by chanting Krishna's names, one is actually automatically, you know, getting the results of all these charity, penances and austerities, like that, sacrifices. So Prabhupada in the purport clearly explains what is first canto. First canto explains the principles of creation, so it is called, the first canto is titled Creation, and the second canto actually details the cosmic manifestation, you know, how the universal form of the Lord, you know, how different planetary systems are created. So that is why the second canto is titled the cosmic manifestation, like that. And then in the second canto there are 10 chapters, and the second canto actually describes the real purpose of Bhagavatam. What is the purpose of Bhagavatam, like that. And then first chapter specifically talks about glories of chanting and hints on the meditation Vishwarupa, Virat Rupa, for the neophyte devotees. So what is the application from this verse? So any kind of devotion service we do, for that matter every day, for that matter daily, we have to always invoke auspiciousness by invoking, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we should always keep, you know, we have to keep praying to the Lord, like that. And one realization what I got after Radha Krishna Prabhu came for our Bhakti Shastri, and also this time. So before Radha Krishna Prabhu came, every day I get up, but then after the Bhakti Shastri class, every day when I get up, first thing I bow down, first you offer pranam to your guru. This time when he came, he specifically told, yeah, that is true, but also you should actually meditate on your Lord's deity's lotus feet. So now first thing, as soon as I get up, first, you know, I offer obeisances to, you know, Guru Pranam Mantra and all the devotees, Vancha Kalpatar Besha, then also, you know, meditate on the Lord's lotus feet. So at least after this Prabhupada's visit, so this has become my practice, like that. So the first verse, Sri Shuka Uvacha Variyanyeshate Prashna Krito Loko Hitam Ripa Atmavit Sammata Pumsham Srotavyadishu Yafpara. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. So first thing, immediately Sukadeva Goswami praises Parikshit Maharaj for his questioning. Why? Because his questioning is lokahitam, beneficial for the entire world, beneficial for all the humanity. And also, it is not just, you know, he is asking question, but whatever his question he is asking, that is approved by the transcendentalist, advanced transcendentalist, Atmavit Sammavataha, like that. So, purport, Prabhupada actually explains how important it is, the questioning, you know, the whole world. We also saw in the first canto, right? It's all question answers. From morning we get up till the time we sleep, it's always question and answers. Whether it is office, whether it is home, should I cook this sabji or that sabji? Should I cut this or not? Should I go to, you know, office late or not? So always there is question and answer. The whole world is going by question and answer. Even birds are actually asking question and answer. But this question and answer is related to Krishna. So anything which is related to Krishna is auspicious. Shrinvatam Shvagata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana. So, because this question is related to Krishna, then you know, it is beneficial for the entire humanity, for all humankind. And also Parikshit Maharaj wanted, because he only had 7 days, he wanted to absorb his mind completely in Krishna. Because he wanted to completely in Krishna, that can only be done only by hearing about topics of Krishna. So that's why he asked question, you know, about Krishna, like that. And topics of Krishna, Prabhupada also says, it's purifying, right? Like the Ganges water. The Ganges water is emanating from the Lord's toe. And Krishna Katha, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is about Krishna, right? Krishna Katha is actually more purifying than the Ganges water. You know, there is one shloka in first canto, after prolonged use of time, Ganges water will purify one, but right, Krishna Katha, when it comes especially from the devotee, pure devotee's mouth, it can actually cleanse the desire to sin. So it removes all our desire to sin, that will be eradicated from our heart. So that's why Krishna Katha is actually more beneficial. Prabhupada actually goes further, it is not only purifying for the who is asking the question, it's not only purifying for the person who is speaking, it is for the person who is asking, for the person who is speaking, and the person who is actually listening. Is purifying for everybody. So that's why actually Sukadeva Goswami is glorifying Parikshit Maharaj for his questioning. Now second, third and fourth verse, it talks about, you know, what the general people are doing.
Srotavyadini Rajendra Nrinam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam.
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, leave many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor. So here, Sukadeva Goswami says, what, okay, you are asking this question about Krishna for the welfare of all the people, but in general, like 99%, I think in the class Radhakrishna told, 99% of the people fall in this category, that they are apashyatam atma tattvam. Apashyatam means they are actually cannot see the, they are blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth. They cannot see the atma tattva, what is the real, you know, truth, you know, in this life. The real truth is, what is sat is the spirit soul. But all our activities, all kinds of questioning, answering, all the different subject matters in this world is about how to keep your body. You know, how can you be, how can you be happy with this body? The whole literature, if you go to library, I just took one picture, right? There's library, or you know, where you go to any store, like full of books. I just go to barter store, I always think barter store, tons of books. Oh my God, these many books we have. They have so many subject matter to read, right? And if you look at this, you know, this cat is actually under the book, you know. In fact, we are actually like that cat and dog. We are just trying to read all these things for what? At the end of the day, it is just for the pleasure of our senses. But we are actually blind to our real self-interest, right? Prahlada Maharaj says, Nathe vidur swartha gadhim vishnum. We don't know. The real goal is to understand about Krishna. Who am I? Who is God? Why am I here? Nobody is asking these questions. So, in the purport, Prabhupada actually explains the difference between griha medis and grihasthas, right? Griha, actually what is griha means? Griha means home, right? Home, what is home? Home actually doesn't mean, you know, I am living in griha. No, it is not just a home. Griha means one who lives with the wife. So griha means wife. So once you get married, then you have a wife, and to satisfy your wife, you need a home, apartment, then you need, you know, then you need to actually have land to cultivate. Then you need to go, you know, before people used to cultivate land, but now we have to go to work, factories, and then earn money. Then we need to maintain, you know, food, grains, milk. Then we have children, then to maintain them, you know, it's then the whole thing, you know, the gamut of material existence is expanding. That is why it's called stri. Women are called stri. Stri means one who expands, like that. So, when you are brahmachari, you are simple. You only deal with your own false ego. But when you get into grihastha, right, then your whole material life expands, like that. So, in the class, Radhakrishna Prabhu told, don't forget, you know, we are also grihamedis, we are trying to be grihasthas. We are not yet grihasthas, we are trying to be grihasthas. So, we are aspiring to be grihasthas. At least I am. I think most of you are advanced here. I am trying to be, right? And the whole modern civilization, actually, you can actually track it back. All these literatures, whatever we have, is specifically for how to eat, how to sleep, how to mate nicely, and how to defend. So everything is based on ahara nidra bhaya maitunam. So nobody is interested in real spiritual knowledge. Nobody is interested in why am I here, what's the purpose of my living, why should I suffer like that. So the process of going back to home, back to Godhead, to hear about the Supreme Lord and His name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia and variegatedness, foolish people do not see this. So this is the path to go back, to understand, to know about the Lord's holy name, to know about the Lord's form, Lord's activities, pastimes, and Lord's paraphernalia, all these things, but people don't have any knowledge about this. So what should we do? So we also didn't know before. By Prabhupada's mercy, by devotees' mercy, we got this knowledge. Now as a devotees, it is our responsibility to share the same with others like that. So one should not therefore become a grihamedi, simply to exist for envying others. And then, so medi, the word actually mean jealousy of others. So grihamedi, so I want to be happy. So when you say medi, medi means jealousy. That means if I want to be happy, if I see somebody else is happy, oh, why he is happy? Why he is having this car? Why he is having this much money? Why he is actually expanding? Why not me? So that is why the whole civilization is based on like that, the competition or jealousy or enviousness. But we don't want to struck in that. But how can we get out of that envious nature? So even though we are devotees, still we have at least in our heart we can see that when somebody else is giving nice class, when somebody else is cultivating nicely, we always have this in our heart. Why is that this person is doing? That means we have envy. As Harivasu pointed out, right? If my goal is to please Krishna, and if your goal is to please Krishna, it doesn't matter who pleases Krishna. If you please Krishna by cultivating more people, by giving good class, or by conducting a nice program, or whatever you're doing, if I am not happy, that means I'm envious of you. So this, we all experience, at least I experience, right? So how can we get rid of it? The only thing is, the envy is there in our heart by cooperating, by serving each other. That's why association is very important. One time Gauranga Rupa told, you have a bunch of rocks, you put all the rocks in one bag, you shake it. What happens? All the rocks with rough edges, they all will scratch, make so much noise, and sometimes fire might come, right? But keep on doing that. Keep on doing that. Then automatically the rocks will all be, came into nice smooth pebbles. So similarly, when we all come together and work, obviously my false ego, your false ego, we all will clash. And obviously all my anarthas will come out. So obviously there will be rough edges. But all those rough edges have to be smoothened. The only way is to, by association. So even though Sukadeva Goswami Maharaj is speaking about non-devotees, but we also have, as Radhanath Maharaj always says, I have two dogs in my heart. One is good dog, another is bad dog. So whichever dog I am feeding, that dog will actually get stronger. So by the association of devotees, we should starve the bad dog and we should feed the good dog. So chanting, hearing in the association of devotees. So we should not be envious of each other. We should come together, cooperate and serve together, so that we can actually please Krishna. That should be our goal. Third sloka. Nidraya hriyate naktam yavayena cha vavaya divacharte yarajan kutumba bharane nava. The lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex intelligence, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members. So this is the activity of a common man, materialistic man, 99% of the population. In the morning, how can I make more money? Prabhupada, I just read one Prabhupada, one of the lectures. Where is money? Everybody is going in the morning, daytime. Right? Money is sweeter than honey. So we are all after money. Right? Where is money? During daytime, we are busy in making money. And in the night time, we are tired, either we sleep or we want to have sensual enjoyment. So that is the real life of a Griha Medhi. And we should actually get out of this struggle. Right? Purport. Prabhupada actually, this is some pictures I got, one person, look at this. How hard he is actually struggling, trying to pull this cart. right? And look at this, a huge bridge, you know, this is actually, they are constructing, all these constructor workers are, you know, they are sitting so tough, this is so dangerous that if you slip, your life is gone. You know, people are actually working what? They are all working hard day and night, they are working, right? Forget about, at least in Bhagavatam, it is a day we are working, but nowadays it becomes the night also we are working. With all the corporate culture and, you know, all these things. So, current modern civilization is described in this verse. The how everybody is going after money and trying to maintain their family like that. Because human life is a combination of matter and spirit, the whole process of Vedic knowledge is directed at liberating the spirit soul from the contamination of matter, the knowledge concerning this called Atma Tattva. So, actually we are not worried about only this body, how to take care of this body. And we should really worry about, who am I really? Where am I coming from? Why should I suffer? What is the solution to my sufferings? So that is actually Atma Tattva, like that. So Prabhupada says, how foolishly men waste the boon of human life is described as follows. So they are actually not really asking questions of the real purpose of human life, but we are wasting our life in so-called happiness, in maintaining our family members. Then one may ask, oh, why? What is the problem in maintaining my family members? They are the one going to protect me. Then immediately Sukadeva Goswami says, Deha Patya Kalatra Dishu Atma Shainyeshu Asat Sapi Te Sham Pramatto Nidanam Pashyan Apina Pashyati. Person devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life. Being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children and wife, although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. So, deha means body, apatya means children, kalatra means wife. So, adishu means etc. So, if one spends all the time and energy in just taking care of the family people and doing all these things, thinking that, you know, they are going to protect me, but nobody is going to protect you. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. So Prabhupada writes in the purport and also in the lecture, Prabhupada says, we see every day, you know, my father was there, my father died, my grandfather was there, my grandfather died, my great grandfather, everybody died. I will also die, my children also die, right? My wife will also die, everybody will die. Everybody is knowing, everybody is going through this experience, but even though we are going through this experience, still we are so attached to our own family, to our own wife, to our own children, to our own relatives, that my friends and relatives will save me. Now people are having, you know, they are banking on 401k, you know, my, I have this much bank balance, this will save me, that will save me, I have my house, if everything goes wrong, I will be safe in US. Somebody say I may safe in US, somebody may say I am safe in India. We are all thinking, Prabhupada writes in the purport, if I feel that, you know, this is my home, actually the whole universe is our home. We think, oh, I am fine here. Oh, I am fine in US, I am fine in India, I am fine in, you know, heavenly planets, I am fine in Satyaloka, I am fine in this universe. I will be in this universe. I will be safe. No, wherever you are not safe. Because nobody can save you. What can save you is Krishna. Krishna only can save you when you go back to the spiritual world. So friends and relatives, they are not only fallible, but also they are also bewildered by the glaring effulgence of Maya. So not only they are fallible, but they are also bewildered in the material energy. So we are in the middle of the ocean, materialistic ocean, right? Bhavasagar, right? The time is like a wave, right? The waves are tossing, and sometime when the wave tosses, we all will come together. Right? We are all here in Seattle, right? After some time wave tosses and somebody goes to India, somebody goes to Hyderabad, somebody goes to, you know, California, we are all separated, right? Because of the waves of time we come together and waves of time we are separated. We are like foaming bubbles, right? If you see, you know, so many bubbles come out when the ocean comes and the wave hits, so many bubbles come out. Immediately the waves, you know, the bubbles are gone. How long the bubble stays? Only few moments. Or in the river, you know, river is coming, the waves are hitting, you know, bunch of straws come together. At some point the bunch of straw you know, separated. It's just wave of time coming, bringing us together and bringing in, taking us apart. So in this time, people are actually, we want to be like settled permanently here. You know, permanent resident, green card holder, US citizen. How long US citizen? Right? How long US citizen will last? Right? Until I die, after that, I may go born in Ethiopia, I don't know. Right? So, all this relationship is temporary. It's like a foaming bubble. We are all together for some time and then we are all separated. So, due to the lack of knowledge of self, we become victimized by the force of ignorance and thus spoil our valuable energy. Because of this energy, this maya, this metallic energy, we think that, you know, oh, everything is permanent, everything is safe here. And we think everything is going fine. But because of that, we actually lose our valuable human energy instead of spending on reality. Reality is hearing Krishna Katha and associating with devotees, but we actually spend our time in taking up our own body and senses like that. So the whole materialistic advancement of human civilization is like a decoration of a dead body. So what is the use of decorating a dead body? Yeah, you have nice jewelry and all those things, but what is the use of decorating a dead body? The dead body will be actually useless. You will just throw and, you know, burn. So the whole modern civilization is just worried about matter. How can I be happy in this world? But no matter how hard you try, you cannot be happy in this world like that. So now, after first he glorified, then he actually spoke about the people, general people, what, you know, why they are not asking questions like this. Now he is going to give the answer, the path of perfection for all. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Chadabhayam. O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must hear about, glorify and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller and the savior from all miseries. He is talking about Cha Ichchata Abhayam, one who wants to be fearless. One who wants to be free from all material miseries, right? Who has to hear, right? Shrotavya, he has to chant, Kirtitavya, and then he has to remember who? Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi. The all, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. So the question, what Parishad Maharaj asked? The answer. Parishad Maharaj asked, what a man should hear, chant, remember, worship, and what he should not do, please explain this to me. So this is the answer. One should hear, remember, chant the glories of the personality of Godhead. So this is not only for a person who is about to die, but for everybody. So every one of us want to be happy here in this world. Karmis, they want to be happy by their doing activities, getting some results. Jnanis, they want to speculate. They want to be happy by identifying themselves not with matter but with spirit. Yogis, they want to process, do some yoga, and they want to achieve mystic perfection, they want to be happy. We all want to be happy, we all want to be free from fear. But the only way to do it for everybody is to chant, hear and glorify the Lord's holy name. Solution: by hearing about and glorifying the Lord, all persons' activities become molded into spiritual activities. And Prabhupada actually writes, this society, this international society for Krishna conscious movement is giving opportunity for the common people, whoever we spoke in the first two, three, four, right? They are only worried about making money, how to make my family happy and all those things, because they don't know the reality. But the purpose of Krishna conscious movement is to give opportunity for people to practice this. Shrotavya Kirtitavya Smartavya Chachatabhayam, like that. So duty of a dying man. Yetavan Sankhya Yoga Bhyam Swadharma Parinishtaya Janmalaba Parapumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. So what is the duty of a dying man? So Sukadeva Goswami nicely explains, the highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga, by practice of mystic powers, yoga, or by perfect discharge of occupation duty, karma, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. What this is like the other sloka, right? It is similar to the who is sensational with the house, all akama, sarva kama, moksha kama udharati. One who is no desires, one who is all the desires, one who has all the desires, one who has desires for liberation, like that. Here, the three processes. By parinishtaya, by following your prescribed duties, karma yoga, and then by following sankhya yoga, and then by following mystic yoga. But even no, whatever do you do, at the end of the day, at the time of death, you have to remember Krishna or Narayana, Ante Narayana Smriti. I think there is one famous Bengali proverb. Prabhupada says, Japan karo, patan karo. What is it? Whether you do japa or, you know, Veda part, whatever you do, there will be a test. What is the test? The test will be at the time of death, whether you can think of Krishna. So we may be chanting Hare Krishna, like a parrot. Prabhupada says, a parrot is chanting Hare Krishna, but the moment a cat comes and catches the cat, immediately, ah, cat, 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 cat. So, it is not just mechanical chanting. So, we have to be sincere. We have to be absorbed. Consciously, we have to be Krishna. Yes, we have to be conscious, then we have to be Krishna conscious. So, that's why it is. So, he is actually, the question is from first canto, what is the duty of a man about to die? So then Prabhupada, in the purport, explains why remembering Narayana is essential. Because Narayana is transcendental. He is not like under the three modes of material nature. And the highest perfection stage is remember Narayana. To ultimately remember Narayana. It is only possible by association of a pure devotee. By association of pure devotee only it's possible. Why? Only pure devotee can give you the finishing touch for all these other devotees. For all the other paths, whether it's karma yogi, jnana yogi, you know, ashtanga yogi, only the pure devotee can give the finishing touch. What is the finishing touch? The finishing touch is you have to remember Krishna at the time of death, right? So, Prabhupada writes, application for us, our life should be molded in such a way that never, you will never forget Krishna. So, always we should remember Krishna. So, that is why Prabhupada gave the formula, get up for Mangalarati, you know, chant your rounds, attend Bhagavatam class, then you know, go through your duties, come in the evening, attend Bhagavatam class, you know, do Gaurarati, you know, then you sleep. So, our whole sandwich program, right? Prabhupada has given so that at least we can remember Krishna, you know, 24 hours a day, like that. It is not that, you know, 23 hours and 6 minutes I'll remember and then 7, no, I won't remember like that. No, the whole purpose is Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. I think Prabhupada writes, you know, never in the Bhagavatam or any scriptures you see that, you know, Bhagavata Sapta, 7 days you have to read. Never, you will, in Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami or Parishima never told you have to read Bhagavatam 7 days. No, it is Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. Every day you have to read Bhagavatam. So, like that. So, Ante Narayana Smriti. So, example, I just put Ajamila's picture, right? At the last breath, he called upon his son Narayana, like that. So now he gave the answers. Now he is going to talk about how Parikshit Maharaj received the Bhagavatam 7 to 9. So now he talks about the activities of the liberated soul. We talked about the activities of the common man. Now the activities of the liberated soul. Prayena munayo rajan nivritta vidishetadaha nairgunyasta ramantesma guna nukatane hare. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalist who are above the regulative principles and restrictions take pleasure in describing the glories of Lord. So now he talks about the transcendental devotees who is beyond and above the regulative principles. We are all neophyte devotees. We are following Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Vidhi, we are setting rules and restrictions. Why? Because if we don't follow rules, we become whatever we spoke about, the verse 2, 3, 4, we become that. Actually, the rules and regulations is for us to gradually elevate. But for persons who is already liberated, who is transcendental, he is beyond the rules and regulations. Right? Prabhupada actually writes, it's like a patient who is getting treatment in the hospital. If I am diseased, I go to the hospital, I, you know, the doctor gives me a restriction. Don't eat this, you know, follow this medication, all these things. But for a person who is cured, he doesn't have any restriction. He doesn't have any restriction like that. So, we are under the jurisdiction of medical jurisdiction. A person who is diseased. But person who is, you know, completely pure. He is actually beyond the transcendental. He is beyond the regulative principles. The highest perfection of transcendental realization is hearing, chanting. You know, describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And he talks about not merging into the impersonal existence. So he talks about, you know, great transcendentalists who are liberated. What they are doing? Gunanu katane hare. Their highest perfection is how to describe the glories of the Lord. 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes,
yeah? Actually, you have crossed the time.
No, that time is correct.
But I did 5 minutes late, so 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Only 5 more minutes I have?
Yeah.
Okay,
you
we'll
can
go
just
first.
Keep, only talk the
yeah. So here he talks about the transcendentalist. They are actually only focus is glorifying the Lord, not into merging into the impersonal Brahman like that. Then he says, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, I studied this great supplement Vedic literature named Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas, from my father, Srila Dvaipayana Vyasadeva. So here actually it says, how important it is to receive Bhagavatam from the proper Guru Parampara. It is not on our own. So Vyasadeva heard, no, Sukadeva Goswami heard from Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva heard from Narada. Narada got from Brahma. So like that it is coming in a proper disciplic succession. So similarly, we should also receive in a disciplic succession. And then he talks about Bhagavad Gita is a sound incarnation, Bhagavatam is sound representative because it is coming from Vyasadeva, like that. And it is Brahma Samhitam. And I was certainly situated perfectly in transcendence, yet I was still attracted by the delineation of the pastimes of the Lord, who is described by the enlightened verses. So Sukadeva Goswami was already the self-realized soul, but still he was attracted by the beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Especially two pastimes I heard, one is Putana's deliverance, another one is Krishna entering, you know, from the Vrindavan forest. So, you know, when Sukadeva Goswami heard, then he was so naturally attracted. So that means the Lord is attracted. But you know, everybody is attracted to the Lord. That means he has transcendental qualities. He is not impersonal like that. Then he says the qualification to receive Srimad Bhagavatam. The qualification is one must be a sincere devotee of the Lord, and he gives the benediction. So anybody who pays full attention and respect for Bhagavatam, immediately what is the benefit? He gets unflinching faith. We know, yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru, tasyete karita hi artaha prakashante matmana. Anyone who has unflinching faith in the spiritual master and the supreme Lord, all the purpose of the Vedas is revealed to him. But how we can have unflinching faith? You can have unflinching faith only by properly receiving Bhagavatam. Anyone who properly receives Bhagavatam, you know, with attention and, you know, then he can have unflinching faith. So this is the benediction given by Sukadeva Goswami. How you can receive? You know, with proper respect you can receive Bhagavatam, then you can have unflinching faith. So basically it is not on our own academic effort, it is by the mercy of the spiritual master. Yasya deve, you know, yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. So by pleasing your spiritual master, then you have, you know, attraction to Bhagavatam, then you can, you know, get full faith on the supreme Lord, like that. So we should be bona fide. The guru should be bona fide and the disciple should be bona fide. Then he, the beautiful shloka, there is, if in the purport, there is a beautiful prayer to Lord Chaitanya. Talks about Mahapaurushika. Parishad Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord, sincere devotee of the Lord. If we are sincere in approaching Bhagavatam, then we will also get the unflinching faith in the Lord. And Mahapurusha means enjoyer, Mahapurusha means the supreme enjoyer, Mahapaurushika means the devotee of the Lord. So Parishad Maharaj is Mahapaurushika, so we also need to become Mahapaurushika by following in the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj, by taking shelter of Bhagavatam, like that. And then glories of chanting. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desire of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So here, chanting of the holy name is essential. That is the fearless, doubtless way, fearless way for success for all. Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Then Prabhupada actually talks about offenses, 10 offenses, how one fee should chant without offenses, offenseless chanting. By offenseless chanting, one can, first you can hear properly the holy name. When you properly chant, then you can, you know, proper, you know, you can, then you can have a proper vision of the transcendental form. Then you can have proper vision of the transcendental activities, qualities, then you can have transcendental pastimes of the Lord. All this gradually manifest. But the essential is how to hear properly. Chanting properly will come only when you hear properly. So Prabhupada says hearing from authorities is very, very essential, like that. So effect of sincere chanting is to become free from false egoism. So how can we know whether I am really sincerely chanting? How much I am free from false ego? When I am doing something, how much I am proud that I am doing? you know, how much I am thinking that I am a servant. When somebody else is doing nicely, how much my false ego is hurting, then we know how much sincerely we are chanting. Then what is the value of prolonged life which is wasted inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after the supreme interest. Then it's the Shramayavikam. What is the use of living for thousands of years, hundreds of so many years? But even a one moment of consciousness, pure consciousness, is enough, sufficient. What is the example? Katvang Muni. Katvang Muni went and he was actually helping Devadas fight. After so many years, then Devadas asked, all the fighting is over, what benediction you need? He told, tell me how much time I have left. There will be only one moment. Then immediately relinquished everything. He came to earth planet. In 1 minute, he just absorbed himself in Krishna and then he went back. So when somebody asked Prabhupada, how long does it take to become Krishna conscious? It will take only 1 moment. Only 1 moment, but we have to be sincere. So how sincere we are. So that is, so the prime necessity, Prabhupada actually very clearly says, a fully responsible man should always be conscious of the prime duty of the present human life. We should be always alert about prime duty. What is my prime duty? My prime duty is not Microsoft, my prime duty is not this, that. My prime duty is, how can I be Krishna conscious at any given of time, given point of time. My prime duty is, how can I go back to Goloka? Okay. Maharaj Parikshit, now your duration life is limited to 7 more days, so during this time you can perform all those rituals which are needed for the best purpose of your next life. Now he says, Katvang Muni perfected in just 1 moment. Now at least you have 7 days left. He is encouraging. You have 7 days left, don't worry, you can take shelter of Bhagavatam. He is actually encouraging Parikshit Maharaj, you have 7 days left. But how much we have time? We don't have any time. So we have to simply, you know, take shelter of Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days time, but we don't know how much time we have. So we have to be sincere in taking shelter of Bhagavatam like that. And then at the last stage of one's life, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death, but one must cut off all attachment to the material body and everything pertaining to it and all desires thereof. So at the time of death, one should not be afraid. We should not be afraid of death. Second, we should be free from all attachments, right? And all desires. So if any point of time we have so many desires, oh, I need this much money, I need this much home, I need this thing, that thing, if all my consciousness is on that, those desires, then obviously when the death comes, my desires are still there. So that means it requires training. You cannot just simply say, oh, I'll just flag on a switch and then I'll become Krishna conscious. No. So that's why the training is required. So Prabhupada actually goes in detail. Kaumara Acharyat, we have to get training from the very tender age, from childhood. So how to be Krishna conscious? You know, our prime goal is not all these temporary things, but how to be Krishna conscious. How we can do that? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So, death means changing one's body at the time of death. When we change, the desires, the consciousness of our, at the time of death, will carry you to the next life. So, if in my life, in this life, all my desires, we need to see how can I, you know, we cannot be desireless, because soul is eternal, and the nature of the soul is to desire. So, we cannot be desireless. But how can we change all our desires to desire for Krishna? That should be our goal. If you look at Harilas Babu, every time he's thinking, how can we do this program? How can we do this program? You know, how to make... He is always thinking, how to spread Krishna consciousness to others. So, we also have to, whichever parvi we are, we have to always think of Krishna. We have to always dovetail our desires towards Krishna. So, that is the real purpose of our life. By desiring properly, we can actually, we can prepare ourselves for death. So, if we prepare our consciousness nicely, then we can meet Krishna. We can personally meet Krishna at the time of death, Krishna and devotees. And if we don't, then death will come and meet us as this, like that. So, Krishna meets as non-devotees as death, but we can actually... Devotees actually looking forward for death. They are not fearful. Devotees actually looking forward for death. So what is the take home? The take home is, time is actually Krishna. How much time do we have? Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days. We don't know how much time we have. So time is Krishna, kalosmi. So we have to increase our time for Krishna and decrease our material attachment and desires. How can we do that? Only by imbibing the mood of Parikshit. So we have to be sincere. Not like parrot chanting, but we have to be sincere how to chant. Try to be sincere in chanting hearing, you know, and other services, associated with devotees, and relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Yes, please. We have time, right? Question.
Yes, sir.
10 minutes. So, at one point you said smaran, Krishna smaran, right? Every moment of our life.
Start.
So,